you look to me. Cock your head to the side and I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me and saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days at the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
And now, the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value.
Welcome back to another edition of the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. I think I got to move this monitor because I can't see if you're going to talk.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this mic on?
Testing, testing. Are you scratching?
No. The mic is on. I'm
Did somebody switch over and we're listening to Power 92 through the headset somehow?
Yeah, buddy. It is the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We're talking computers with you every Saturday morning as we have for, these past 11 years. Something like that, ever since...
11?
Yeah. The fine and talented Michael Dixon invited us on Sunday mornings, starting 11 years ago or something.
Something along those lines.
Yeah. Every week we try to bring our knowledge, our knowledge, our experiences, our labor pains to this show. Exactly. That is the theme for today's show, by the way, as... The Disneys are expecting child number two at any moment. So if you happen to hear some moaning and groaning and grumping and sudden disappearance of Mr. Disney.
Or if during the break I don't come back.
Yes.
You'll know why. My wife's here in studio with us because she's a trooper. I think she wanted to kind of try to get things off her mind. But
Right. And we will have a webcam. We have one set up at the hospital already. We're going to be doing a computer corner exclusive. Oh, we didn't tell you?
But it's easy, you know, this way for me, actually, this works out well for my family who every 5 minutes has been calling,
right.
Which I do appreciate, but it gets...
A little old, yeah.
Yeah. Is the baby out yet? Is the baby out yet? Is the baby out yet?
Is
the
baby out yet?
Don't you think we would call everybody? So, no, the baby's not out yet, but yes, she is in fairly active labor, 5 minutes apart.
Wow.
Does that help anybody?
Yes.
Thank you.
Why don't we update the website every few minutes with...
Yeah.
With
the latest statistics.
Right, what are the...
Sarah's contractions are now...
7 minutes apart, and counting. Hey, this is fun for me, because I've been through this, and, you know, I'm a spectator for this one.
No. Actually, you're not going to be a spectator for this one.
Oh, no, I mean the hoopla leading up to the webcam demonstration. But anyway, we're here to answer your computer questions, comments, whatever. We're getting a lot of angry music buyers emailing us as a result of my latest column on free music download sites.
Yeah, the one guy I really liked, he was talking about how he had three teenage kids and he had definitely spent enough, and at this point he should get everything else for free because he had spent so much money.
Well, and here's the clincher. He's saying, where else can you find, if you don't use these illegal file sharing systems, where else can you find Radiohead's Creep sung a cappella by some Ivy League glee club? And you know what? File sharing systems are great for those.
Right, and that's not what the problem
artists.
Is. Yeah. I mean, if some glee club is singing something, they're not trying to make money doing this probably, and that's okay.
And he says the majority of the listeners would like to know how to download MP3s via Kazaa without being traced by the recording industry. So they want us to... he says, yes, it's probably stealing, STEELING.
Right. As opposed to aluminum-ing-ing-ing?
Something. Aluminium?
Aluminium.
Yes, stealing.
Stealing. Uh-huh.
We're not going to give you, like, blow-by-blow how to steal on this
show. You don't think we would give you the way to do something that is illegal?
Patent.
Huh.
But if you're going to participate in the Kazaa network at this point, it probably makes sense to turn off the sharing part where you're sharing your files with
you can
others.
Just not share anything. Now, the problem is and I'm sure what the recording industry is hoping, is that everybody turns off their sharing because that, you know, you're not doing anything illegal by having the music on your computer. It's sharing it.
Now,
so if you're not sharing it, then you're not doing anything illegal. Now, the problem is if everybody stops sharing, then there's nothing for you to get, so the network is worthless at that point.
Yeah, well, actually, no. If you're downloading files, that's still illegal. It has nothing to do with sharing.
Well, yeah,
that's
but
just
I mean,
one part of it. That's just
sure.
The part they're going after now to try to... Obviously, if they get everybody to stop sharing, then the network's no good. Now, the other thing is, for how many years have we heard people say, hey, if they would just sell the songs that I want to buy for 79 or 99 cents or something, that would take care of the problem. I would buy and keep it legal and you know, I get good quality music and all that. Well, guys, there are... a plethora of sites out there now that will sell you legal, downloadable music $79.99 a song. You choose the song, you preview the song before you buy it. So if, in fact, you truly meant it when you said it years ago, put your money where you
All I want is just the one or two songs, and if they had a way to do that, then I wouldn't have to steal. Well, they do have a way to do that.
Then put your money where your mouth is now, folks.
And Marty, come on, baby, you know what I want, you know what I need. That did get our attention, but
yes.
Just because I was trying to figure out how we have a filtering system to make sure
spam,
the
yeah.
spam doesn't get through, so I was trying to figure out how it did, but then I was glad to see that our filtering system is still intact. So.
Yeah, we thought that was porn and spam, which we got double filters for. And
I didn't take it that way. I thought baby, like somebody knew, like I was going to have a baby.
Oh. No, with a line like that, I was thinking, Of course, I'm a little older than you, Mr. Disney, and you're probably a little more focused on that baby thing.
By the way, we got a phone number we're going to give out right now, but don't bother trying to use it. It is 602-277-5827. I say don't bother trying to use it because you'll get a busy signal right now, but when you hear someone hang up, that is your cue to jump on in and call us again, 277-5827-277-KTAR.
Why does our website still have that non-existent 800 number on it?
It was gone for a while, and I don't know how it reappeared.
Yeah. We need to let...
Matt, if you're listening, destroy that.
Right, Matt's listening.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Sarah's leaving.
No, it's just walking. It's okay. No panic.
Today's theme...
She knows to interrupt. She knows that we're not radio professionals,
hello.
And it's okay.
Today's theme, besides the birth of the second of two Disney children, is our back-to-school textile.
No back-to-school clothing. That's not what Ken's talking about. Back-to-school tech. Style, two different words.
Technology style.
Geek style.
It's unbelievable, but summer is slowly ending, and school is going to be back in session here very shortly, several weeks here, depending upon which school system your kids are going through, and obviously we got college students, all these things. Lots of parents this time of year come to us and go, okay, my kid's going to college, he's going to be in a dorm room, he's going to share a house, he's going to share an apartment, whatever, and they need to be able to do these things and what have you, and they say, which way should I go? You know, the big struggle is, do I buy a laptop? Do I buy a desktop? What do I
Both.
Do?
Do I get a big calculator that can do lots of math?
Palm
I don't know
pilots,
what I
pilots, whatever you're going to do. So we'll talk about all those things. If you're one of those parents struggling with, well, what should I do with my back-to-school children? You know, what kind of technology should I be looking for them? Give us a holler. Email us. You can do so through our website, datadoctors.com. Just click on the radio show section and scroll down to the bottom. You'll see a place where you can ask questions, make suggestions. And then also, if you're listening from outside of the Furnace area, this time of year, of course, we like to call it Furnace, Arizona.
Yes.
The world's largest pizza oven. If you're outside of that, then do chime in on our weekly roll call. We've got Ian in Scotland. We know we're going to hear from him. We want to also hear from, we got some avid listeners in Hawaii, in the Great Northwest, out in Detroit, all over the place.
And then, all over the world and beyond.
Like let us hear from you as well. So that's the premise for today's show. Obviously, you can ask any question about any kind of technology, any kind of computer, and we will try our best to make up an answer and make it a believable answer. And don't forget, if you want to be Bonehead of the Day...
You just ask nicely,
yes.
Or don't even ask if you just call in with the Bonehead question.
Maybe we'll give it to Marty.
That's right.
Well, now it's time for Adam, the 13-year-old genius... Do we call him a genius?
You gotta be kidding.
Protege?
I call him just the boy.
Okay.
The man. The myth. The legend. It's Adam with Adam's Almost Acronyms segment.
Nope.
Uh-oh. With Adam's Acronyms segment.
There you go. Yes. It is back to school time. I only have today and tomorrow left of freedom.
You're kidding. You're going to school, back to school Monday?
Yes.
I think most of the kids, this Monday is for most of the Valley, the day.
I got to check to see if I'm getting that freedom.
Yeah, I bet you are. Some of them actually started this past week, but most of them start this coming Monday.
Well, parents, get ready with all those homework help sites, because you know what this means. In a couple of weeks, they'll be asking questions that you can't answer that you're going to have to go look up.
Maybe that'll be next week's show.
All right, Adam, this week's acronym is?
This week's acronym is TIP.
T-I-P?
Yes.
TIP.
I knew of an application, a program called TIP once. Trouble in Paradise is what it was called. Mm. It was a little application to help fix the problem with old-style zip cartridges. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and it stands for Technology Integration Program.
Technology Integration Program.
That sounds like something, but I can't really figure out in my head what that might be.
Yes, well, it's actually the Peoria Unified School District is doing the TIP program, and... certain teachers can sign up, fill out this little form, and then they can get 8 or 9 wireless laptops and a smart board in their classroom.
A smart board?
Yes.
And then what does this do?
What's a smart board?
A smart board is a big whiteboard-looking object,
yes,
except you hook it up to your computer.
And so when they write on this whiteboard, what happens?
The marks show up on the smart board, and then they get sent to the computer.
So the computer captures, like, every stroke.
Right.
So no more having to take notes? Is that the deal?
I guess.
Wow.
Right.
And this is what, in the elementary schools?
Yes.
This is just wrong. Wireless laptops and smart
boards. I want those toys.
And you know what the funny thing is? Our school has 3 of them. In 5th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade.
All right.
You know what? I'm actually very happy to hear that technology is advancing at that level.
I'm going to hold my breath now. I'm very upset.
Are you? Yeah. You're looking kind of blue. So now you're pimping your own school district, which is cool because that's part of, you know, you're learning the tricks of the trade here.
A little bit of school pride. That's
okay,
good too.
That's right. You just pimp your own little.
He's a paid endorser of the Peoria School District.
Yeah, something like that. Talk to me a little bit more about that technology you've experienced in elementary school. You're going into which grade now?
8th.
In the 8th grade.
Yeah.
How long have computers and technology been part of your daily classroom life?
Well, let's see here. We started, actually, when I came to this school in 3rd grade, there was the old Mac LC2s in the computer lab.
Wow.
So we had those.
And were you the only one that knew what it was?
No. No, actually, everybody figured out how to use the games on them pretty well. So
that's good stuff.
And then a few years ago, they got new Dell computers, and they're really nice and all, and everything's all networked up, and the teachers have email and stuff.
It's all good.
No wonder they're producing things like you.
Things like you.
That's what's going on in these public schools.
Adam, our 13-year-old whiz kid from Glendale. Thanks, Adam. We'll see you next week.
Yep. No
and that's Adam's acronym.
Every week he brings it to us, and he brings it with heat.
Something like that.
And you're listening to The Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR, 277-5827. That's the number you want to call right now. We got lines open. We'll be right back. In
the heat of night. The reason
I listen to KTAR.
Seems like family members at this point in my life.
I listen to KTAR.
For the news, sports.
Because I like to know what's going on in the city.
Helpful, feel balanced.
The reason I listen to KTAR.
I listen to KTAR for the latest news.
I have this need to know things.
It's always there, you know, for the news stories that I need to hear.
Ned Foster and Jim Sharp.
Intelligent news.
Really enjoy the show.
Solid. Informative.
I've come to know all of the guys on there.
It's obvious.
Mostly for the sports. Paul Harvey in the morning.
Live, local, and first.
News. Radio.
620.
KTAR.
Is there another station?
I hate to admit it, but when it comes to my finances, I'm not very organized. My idea of a filing system is doing my nails. But there's help for people like me. It's called Wells Fargo Free Checking. Wells Fargo Free Checking comes with everything you need to organize and manage your finances, starting with a banker who can set you up with a great checking account that lets you organize and manage your money in ways you've never been able to do before. And it comes with lots of extras, like discounted loan rates to reward you for being a loyal customer, and secure online banking from the leader in internet banking where you can view account activity and more. Plus, 24-hour telephone banking so you can talk to a knowledgeable banker anytime, day or night. And right now, when you open a Wells Fargo Free Checking account and add direct deposit plus other products and services, we'll donate up to $30 to local school districts. Talk to a Wells Fargo banker today and find out how. Ah! Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, members FDIC. Offer expires September 13, 2003. Restrictions may apply.
You have a 1 in 80 million chance of getting bitten by a shark. What are the odds it gets caught on film? For the first time in Shark Week history, an underwater film crew captures the unthinkable. Witness the most extraordinary shark footage ever seen. Anatomy of a Shark Bite, beginning tomorrow at 9, only on the Discovery Channel. Parental guidance is suggested.
New to Lifetime at 9, 8 Central tonight. Yesterday, she was dealing blackjack.
I do not want to leave Las Vegas.
Today, she's betting she can investigate and uncover fraud, not to mention raise her nieces and nephews. Jolie Fisher stars in a brand new Lifetime original series, Wild Card. Tonight on Wild Card, will Zoe's first case turn into Murder One?
She's afraid. They killed her sister.
Jolie Fisher stars in Wild Card at 9, 8 Central tonight, only on Lifetime.
These are the sounds every parent dreams of. Laughing, fun-loving children playing and enjoying their youth.
Unfortunately, Debbie, not every child in Arizona can afford the sports and activities many take for granted. Some don't even have the means to participate. In fact, some don't even have the essentials like a decent pair of shoes.
That's why Randy Johnson and I are here to tell you about Put Your Best Foot Forward Shoe Drive.
Sleep America and I have teamed up to collect shoes for kids who really need them. You can help, too, by donating a pair of new or gently used athletic shoes at any Sleep America location.
So won't you please join Randy Johnson and me in helping area youth put their best foot forward. Bring your new or gently used athletic shoes to any Sleep America store. For the location nearest you, call 1-888-94-SLEEP.
Together, we can help area youth put their best foot forward. This is Randy Johnson. Help kids in Arizona put their best foot forward. Stop by any Sleep America store and donate a pair of new or gently used athletic shoes. Call 1-888-94-SLEEP for the store nearest you.
Never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
If you want to see a little bit clearer in your computer world, you've tuned into the right show. It is the Data Doctors Computer Corner Show. We are the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney. We have a whole host of Data Doctors here in studio trying to help out. We try to answer as many questions that will help as many listeners as possible every week.
And we do that primarily via the phone at 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR. We got free lines open, which is a rare thing, so
do it
get
now.
In now.
Call now.
Yeah.
Wait.
And if you act now, we'll let Garrett answer the phone
and
put you in queue.
If we don't bring you on the air because your question is extremely obscure, please understand we're trying to help as many people as possible. If you have some really obscure question, we might try to help you off the air, but it may not make it to air.
We almost always give you help in one way or another. So
yeah, buddy.
Because we're good with that. And if you're not brave, if you want to instead go to our website at datadoctors.com, click on the radio show, and you can ask a question or make a suggestion by using the links at the bottom of the page right there. And we get those here in studio, so we've got quite a few of those as well. But if we get good ones that are topical and meaningful and useful,
sure,
we'll throw those out as well.
We're going to try the best we can to help all you parents that are dealing with the back-to-school technology stuff. You know, is your computer ready for this year's homework lessons? Do you have enough computing power? Do you need a new computer? If so, is it going to be a laptop or a desktop? Do you need a wireless network? Do you need all this for school anymore? Smart boards in the classroom.
That's
elementary.
Cool.
That's so cool.
I'm jealous. I want to go back to school and be 12. Well, I mean, for more than that reason. I mean, there's lots of reasons, but...
Well, if nothing stops you during the week, why not do it now? To the phones. I believe that might be an old-timer on there, huh?
Are you kidding around with me? Oh, I got to find my sound file for this, then, since...
You think so?
We better hope it's actually him, huh?
Yeah, really. Is it, in fact...
It is, in fact.
Oh. It's Louie.
You hit the jackpot. How are you doing, guys?
Oh, man. It's like a warm set of slippers. You know, you slip them back on going, oh, yeah.
No, it's not that good.
Nice and fuzzy.
Not that good at all, actually.
Warm and fuzzy?
I followed you guys on the Internet while I was away.
You were out, like, windsurfing or something ridiculous, right?
Well, kite surfing.
Kite surfing,
did you,
right.
Did you kite surf through the oceans of the world all the way around it?
No, I kite surfed in the Pamlico Sound, the Outer Banks on the East Coast.
Oh, I've done that before.
Oh, no, you haven't. Anyway, it's cool.
I don't even know what kite surfing is, but okay. I get the idea, though.
You have a huge kite that pulls you around and makes you humble.
I knew I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. Hang on, Louie. Just he was kidding. Don't have a baby.
Oh, well, hey, today's I want to congratulate Brandon. And
thank you.
Not yet.
Keeping up with his blow-by-blow family expansion here online on the radio.
Family expansion.
Well, this will be the end of the expansion. Once we download today, then I think we'll be done. So.
Download?
What do you mean?
You're not going to install anything more?
This is not a medical show, so I don't talk about 9 months ago the upload,
right.
Today
it's
the download.
I got you.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
So he'll be using some sort of... protection, I guess, or something.
Talking about a laptop.
Yes.
I'm having a firewall installed.
Before we get too bad.
Go ahead.
Talking about a laptop, I would like, of course, one reasonably priced, but do they make them with a compact flash card reader built in? That's one feature I would really want.
Well, you know what? They don't. Generally, I've never seen a laptop with a compact flash reader built in, but... Uh-huh. There are almost all laptops have a PC card reader, which is used to be called PCMCIA, but usually it's called PC card now.
Yep.
And they make a little adapter for about $6 that lets that slot be adapted to compact flash.
Okay.
Because compact flash actually technically is the same technology. They just made it in a smaller package.
Uh-huh.
Well, the other thing is certain proprietary laptops, like Sony uses a memory stick interface, so there's actually memory stick ports built into most Sony laptops. I think Hitachi uses SD, so they're starting to get like one of them. The other option you have, the thing that I like, and
actually we're selling a line of laptops right now that has, you can put in memory stick, you can put in SD, MMC, you can put in compact flash, because it comes with the adapter for the PC card slot. So it uses all the major formats. It doesn't do XD yet, but...
The other thing you can do is, my Sony laptop has just the memory stick interface, and because my wife's camera uses something else, I've got a Sony camera as well. I went and got one of these 6-in-1 USB card readers.
Yeah.
That way, it doesn't matter. I can plug it into my laptop, my desktop, anywhere.
Yeah, see, stuff like that's nice, but when I'm traveling, it's something else to carry around.
Yeah, but they're tiny and light.
Or the PC card adapter I was talking about, it actually fits inside the PC card slot, so it just adapts it to that exact size, and you can leave it in all the time.
And it's all good.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Hey, good to hear from you again, Mr. Kite Surfer.
Okay. Say something about Centrino processors.
We will talk about Centrino processors, perhaps.
That's a good thing to talk about, right.
Okay.
All right. Don't go fly a kite.
And don't have a cow, man.
Yeah, something like that.
It is the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. Lots and lots and lots and lots of show to go.
Are you sure?
Who knows? I may stick around for some of it. I may not, but... more importantly, I was going to say we have a free line open, but somebody already ate it up. So check out the resources at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section, and there you can ask a question or make a suggestion right here, live on the air, if you're so inclined.
Once again, we want to try to concentrate on that back-to-school question you have about technology. Should I? What should I do? Do I have enough? So on and so forth. You parents, chime on in, 602-277-5827. When you hear somebody, hang up.
Back after the award-winning news with the award-winning Gail Bass.